then we couldn't guard Garcia. But I mean, they're, you know, they're very good. I think they're fifth or sixth in the league at getting to the free throw line, and they're third in terms of percentage. And that was a real focus of the game. And unfortunately, you know, the whole game we couldn't keep them off the free throw line. But they, you know, it's what they do well. They have people who are really good off the dribble. It's one of the reasons they shoot as many free throws as they do. And we didn't do a good. We hung in with our offense early, and the refs were calling a lot of fouls, so we shot free throws in the first half. But I think second half, I don't know if we shot two free throws or something like that. But you know, the offense was good early, and the defense was fair. And I mean, with all that, we were hanging in with the offense till the 3-minute timeout of the third quarter, and then they ran 11 points on us. We got a combination of fatigue and foul trouble. We got caught with you know, we didn't get the lift that we normally get, and they ran 11 points, and then we, you know, got some guys back in, and we got the first six of the fourth quarter to seem to get back in it. But I mean, we weren't going to get back in it unless we could get stops, and we never got stops.
Was Nick as important to that that 6-point run that he picks up number five in a hurry? Was he as important to that reversal as anybody else?
Nick's really, but you know, in the first half, Nick didn't have his normal game. But yeah, I mean, we can't defensively and rebounding and offensive rebounding. I mean, Nick just competes. When Nick's not on the floor, it's a very different situation for us. But I mean, we got caught with. I think Kevin was the only starter on the floor, and you know, we talked about it before the game. Our bench has been really helping us and giving us a lift. You know, that one segment just killed us. But even, you know, with that, they made a run, got back in it, but it was three or four good zone possessions, and then, you know, they made an adjustment and started getting the ball inside to Brad, and that was where we really, you know, missed Nick on the boards and in the interior defense. But you know, we can't outscore people. I mean, we played good offense for a decent chunk of the game, but if we struggle to guard at that many different positions, and the zone's not any better than man, it's not, you know, it doesn't matter. We're not going to win that kind of game. We're not going to beat somebody 122 to 120. So.
What do you do against Artest when he's making outside shots like that?
Well, I mean, there's, you can. The problem is, they got other people. When we did double, when we went black, he moved the ball tonight. Sometimes he'll put his head down and be a little stubborn. He wasn't that tonight. I mean, he might have done it once or twice, but for the most part, when we came down on him in the post, he skipped it across to Francisco. He skipped it across to Kevin. And unfortunately, they got some other people who can shoot the ball. You know, I mean, Francisco shoots threes very well. Kevin shoots threes very well. Ronnie shoots threes very well. So that's a problem. And I thought they played very unselfishly in terms of that. Like, when they didn't have something, they did a good job skipping the ball to the weak side on us. And again, then they either broke us down on the dribble, or they had, you know, guys shooting the ball. Anthony Johnson's the other one that is shooting over 40%. But it was a lot of good offense by them. It's not like, you know, they didn't do anything good. They did a lot of things well to beat us offensively. They're you know, a very good offensive team, and they did a lot of things well tonight. But I mean, it's just we have to fight Ronnie more than that. As big and strong as he is, and at times, as you know, I mean, he's one of the. There's a lot of nights he's one of the best players. He's one of the better players in the league. But you can't, you know, you got to box him out. You have to be physical back with him. You can't be as passive or tentative as we were for chunks of the game, not the entire game, but for chunks of the game. And Kevin's a great player, and we, you know, we talked. I think we were talking about it before the game or when it was. I mean, you know, we didn't get into him. We didn't do some of the things that we did a lot better the last time. And Francisco was just playing out of position. I mean, playing him a point guard. He just, you know, his minutes were extremely productive. When he came into the game, his minutes were really, really good. And that, you know, that was also a major negative. But, you know, with all that, we're hanging. We're where we wanted to be. But, you know, we said at halftime, if one team decides to play defense, then that team's going to win the game. Other than that, it's going to come down to the last possession or last shot. And they just, their defense may not have been great, but it was better than ours in the third quarter when they opened it up. And that stretch, you know, the 11-0 run just killed us, because now the only way we're going to get back in the game is with stops. Mm-hmm. And we didn't get stops. I don't know what the fourth quarter ended up, but it was basically, you know, trading baskets. But, I mean, that stretch, coupled with the inability to guard at least three different, you know, guys, you know, that's just, you know, we can't win.